I've got 7 kids here with me from the Brilliant Bookworms program, and you're going to get a chance to meet each of them right now, and then they are going to share 3 stories with us. They're all students at Winchester Thurston, and we're going to meet each of them now. And please tell me how old you are, what community you live in, and if you'd like to say hello to anybody, this would be the perfect time to do it. And we'll start with you. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Ainsley.
And how old are you?
9.
Where do you live? What community do you live in?
Squirrel Hill.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who's here with you today or who might be listening either now or later on the radio?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi.
You're doing a good job being first. It's hard to be first, Ainsley. What do you like to do on a day like today, a rainy day? What do you think you would be doing if you were home right now?
Reading.
Have you read anything interesting lately that you would recommend to other kids?
Yes.
Can you tell me one book that you liked?
When Life Gives You OJ.
What's that about?
A girl who wants a dog, but she has to prove to her parents that she is mature enough to get and care for a dog. So she's using an orange juice jug for it's like a practice dog.
That's neat.
So she does everything with it that she would do with a real dog, and that so that she's gonna prove to her mom and dad that she's mature enough to do it.
That's a responsible enough. So she practices with a pitcher of orange juice or a carton of orange juice. Have you gotten to the end yet? Do you know what she does?
No, I'm still in the middle of it.
It'll be interesting to see how that turns out. What's nice to meet you. Let's meet the person who's sitting right next to you. You can turn the microphone on over. What's your name?
My name is Avinash.
And how old are you and where do you live?
I am 10 and I live in Collier Presto.
And anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I would like to say hi to my dad, my brother, and my sister.
And I think I'll ask you the same question. Have you been reading anything lately?
I have been reading Purlieu the Bold.
What's that book about?
It's a book about a rabbit-like character with a group of Montemers, they're called. And the leader of the group is called a Granter, and Purlieu becomes the Granter.
You guys are the Brilliant Bookworms, indeed. It's nice to hear about all these books. Let's meet the third of our 7 participants today. What's your name?
My name is Max.
Hi, Max. You've been here before. No, you haven't.
When I was little, I used to come here a lot.
I thought so. Who's been here before? Yeah, I thought so. Most everybody's been to the Children's Museum at one time or another. Max, where do you live?
I live in Point Breeze.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
No, thanks.
And any favorite books or something that you're reading?
I am reading a series called The Heroes of Olympus, and I am on the last book called The Blood of Olympus.
And then, it's kind of, I don't know if sad is the right word, but when I finish a book or a series, I always wish there were a little bit more. Are you like that too?
Yeah, my friend Sid and I are writing a letter to the author to write more books.
Excellent. What's the author's name?
Rick Riordan.
Rick?
Riordan.
Rick Riordan. So you can join in on this letter writing campaign. I'll bet you the author will write back to you too. That's a nice letter to write. Thanks, Max. Let's meet who's sitting next to you now. What's your name?
My name is David.
Hi, David. And how old are you and where do you live?
I'm 10 and I live in Fox Chapel.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my mom and my brother.
And how about a book?
I've been reading What the Witch Left.
And What's that book about? It's probably about what the witch left.
It's about two kids who find all these things that a witch left in a chest.
Interesting. And do they have to figure out what those things mean or what they're for?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a great book. Is it scary?
Not really.
But kind of a mystery?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very good. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's go over to our yellow microphone. Hi.
Hi.
And your name and age and where you're from?
My name is Remy. I'm 9 and I'm from Somerset at Frick Park.
Nice to meet you. That's a cool place to live, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you see the parkway from there? I know we can see it from the parkway. Can you?
Yeah, I can see it.
And would you like to say hi to anybody?
Well, my mom and my sister are listening, so.
Great. And do you have a book to talk about?
Well, right now I'm reading Wonder.
And who is that by?
Like RJ something. I don't know.
And what's it about?
It's about a boy with a disformed face. And people don't really want to sit next to him and he feels like he doesn't belong.
Well, that sounds like a very important book. Is it a book you probably – have you gotten to the end of it yet?
No.
I wonder – I hope nice things happen to the boy. What's the boy's name?
August.
August. That sounds like a really good book.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Let's meet who's sitting next to you, and then we have 3 stories coming from the brilliant bookworms that they'll be sharing with us. Also this hour, by the way, we have Theatricue from Dreams of Hope joining us, and we have a 13-year-old singer-songwriter from Woodland Hills Junior High named Eli Alfieri who's going to join us. Tell me your name.
Alexis.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself? How old are you and where are you from?
I'm 11 and I live in Brentwood.
And what book would you recommend or are you reading now? Do you have one to talk about? It doesn't have to be one you're reading right now.
The Fault in Our Stars.
I don't know much about that book, but it's very popular. Can you tell me the plot? A little bit about it?
Well, there's this girl named Hazel, and she's got cancer. And then she meets this guy named Augustus, and they become, like, best friends. And then Augustus dies.
I remember I saw this book as a play a long time ago, and it's a movie now too, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. Well, it's nice to meet you. That sounds like a great book, and we're going to pivot the microphone over so we can say hi to Emma. I'm going to sit way up high so I can see her. Hi, Emma. How are you?
Good.
And how old are you, and where do you live?
9 in Squirrel Hill.
We've got people from all over today, which is nice. And do you have a book to talk about?
Yeah.
What would you like to talk about?
Well, there's this series called The Warriors Books, and I just finished reading the number 2 of The Power of 3. It's called Dark River, and there's these 4 clans in the forest named Thunder Clan, River Clan, Wind Clan, and Shadow Clan, and they, like, have borders. They live in the forest, and they, like, battle against each other and stuff.
That sounds like a neat book. And then there's more in the series after this? That sounds really cool. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, just anybody.
Anybody.
Hi.
And Alexis, did I ask if you wanted to say hello? I thought I forgot. Can you turn? Yes. Who would you like to say hi to?
My mom, my dad, my sister, my grandpa, and my grandma.
Boy, am I glad I asked. And did anybody miss any hellos that they wanted to share? Well, we've got 3 stories that we're going to hear. And I think we're going to start with Ainsley and Avi, who are going to begin their story. So we'll listen to you. And then we've got a story, I believe, with Max and David. And then you're going to hear Remy and Alexis and Emma all together. So you'll hear 3 stories being told by our brilliant bookworm storytellers. If you would like to make any comments in appreciation of their stories, you can text them to us at 412-200-4000. 5975. 412-200-5975. We'll relay them. Or go to slbradio.org and use our instant input feature. Ainsley and Avi, we're going to turn this over to you, put that mic right in between you, and take it away.
This is a story of two of everything. Once upon a time in ancient China, there lived a poor little couple. Their names were Mrs. Yak-Tak and Mr. Yak-Tak. One day, Mr. Yak-Tak went out digging for his vegetable garden, and when he was digging, he found this brass pot laying in the ground. When he picked it up, it was a brass pot and really dirty. So he was wondering what he could do with it. So he took it by the arms and hauled it all the way home. When he got to his house, he saw Mrs. Yak-Tak was sitting there waiting for him to come back. And when Mr. Yak-Tak put the pot down, he found that he dropped his one purse with his last 5 gold coins and found that he had 2 purses with 10 gold coins. And Mrs. Yak-Tak said,
"I wonder what we can do with this pot, because it makes 2 of everything."
And Mr. Yak-Tak said, "Well, if we had 5 gold coins and we got 10 gold coins, if we put our 10 gold coins, we could get 20 gold coins." And they were busy filling the pot and emptying the pot all day long until the floor was covered with coins.
The next day, Mr. Yak-Tak set off with the pot on his back, but instead of vegetables or something that he was going to trade in the village, it was full of gold coins. So he had a big long list of what he was going to buy, so he set off. Meanwhile, Mrs. Yak-Tak was embracing the pot. "Dear pot, you are my very best friend." But Mr. Yak-Tak came home and his arms were so full of packages that he had to kick the door open. Bang! So Mrs. Yak-Tak was so startled that she fell in the pot. And Mr. Yak-Tak went over to pull her out. But there was another pair of legs sticking out, so he pulled that out too. So there was 2 Mrs. Yak-Taks now. And so Mrs. Yak-Tak said, the first Mrs. Yak-Tak said, "I am your one and only wife. Put that woman back in the pot right now." Mr. Yak-Tak said, "But if I put her back in, we won't have 2 Mrs. Yak-Taks, but 3. But while they were arguing, he had backed away from his angry wife and he had fell into the pot himself. So both Mrs. Yak-Taks went to pull him out. And of course, there's another pair of legs sticking up, so they pulled that one out too. They argued about what they were going to do now. But while they were arguing, the first Mrs. Yak-Tak said, "I have an idea. Since there's 2 Mr. Yak-Taks and 2 Mrs. Yak-Taks, then we can have 2 of everything." So they made 2 of literally everything. They had 2 of the same houses and everything. And there was only one difference, that the first pair of Mrs. Yak-Tak and Mr. Yak-Tak had a big brass pot in their house. The end.
That is a good story. As soon as you mentioned Mrs. Yak-Tak getting in the pot, I immediately started to think, uh-oh. That was excellent. That was from Ainsley and Avi. And now Max and David have a story, and it looks like David starts this one, and here it is.
We are telling the story of Anansi's party time.
Soda included.
So once upon a time, there was Anansi the spider, and he was pretty tricky, but not that bright. And there was a turtle named, well, Turtle. So one day they went fishing. Turtle played a trick on Anansi. Anansi did not forget. But Turtle tried, well, Anansi always tried to get back at Turtle. It never worked. So this time he tried another plan. So one day Turtle had forgotten about the trick, and he went onto his computer. He was about to check his email when he got a letter from Anansi. It said, "Dear Turtle, I'm having a party, and you're invited. Here's a map to my house. Don't be late. P.S. Please print the map. P.P.S. Bring an Xbox One, because, you know, I like them." So Turtle said, "Yippee, a party, and I'm invited." So Turtle's a turtle, so it took him a very long time to get there. So when he finally got to Anansi's house, he knocked on the door. "Hi, Anansi, can I come to the party?" "Where's your costume?" said Anansi. "I didn't know this was a costume party." "Well, now you do. Go home and get one." So it took Turtle a very long time to get back to his house, and he went onto his Amazon account. Now, if you're in the world of animals, and if you're a VIP member on Amazon, it all comes by teleportation. So he ordered his costume. 2 seconds later, it came, put it on. It was a rabbit costume, and he hopped very slowly all the way back to Anansi's house. So when he knocked on the door, he said, "Hippity hop," said Turtle. "Hippity hop, guess what I am? You're a silly-looking turtle in a rabbit costume. Where's your dish?" "I didn't know it was supposed to bring a dish." "Well, now you do. Go home and get one." So he closed the door, and he hopped way all the way back to his house. He chose his dish off Amazon. He teleported there. He hopped it very slowly back to Anansi's house. He went, "Anansi, I brought a dish. Can I please come to the party now?" "When I say bring a dish," said Anansi, "I mean put something on the dish for people to eat. Nobody's going to eat a plate. It would taste bad." So Turtle went back home, and it took him a very long time to order the recipe off Amazon, and a very long time to make his favorite dish, chocolate turtles and soda. So he hopped all the way back to Anansi's house. "Okay, Anansi," said Turtle. "I brought a costume. I brought a dish. I put something on the dish. Can I come to the party now? Please, Anansi, I'm begging you, have mercy." "The party's over," said Anansi. "Everybody went home. Hey, but thanks." "Oh, soda, I love this. Chocolate turtles, that's lame." And so he closed the door. But Turtle could hear Anansi in the door. "Hee-hee-hee, what a doofus, Turtle. Plus I got free soda." Turtle could hear Anansi slurping the soda very rudely. "Oh, my, what the? This soda is diet. I hate diet soda." He opened the door, and he chucked the glass at Turtle. "Ow," Turtle said. "Go home." So Turtle said, "I've been tricked." So he went back to his house to seek revenge while Anansi was still going about the diet soda incident.
Okay, so Turtle went all the way back to his house. And he was like, "You know what, I need to get Anansi back, and I know that he is not smart enough to realize that he is going to get tricked back." So he sat on the computer, he drew a map on, like, Google Drive or something, and he put it in an email and said, "Dear Anansi, I'm having a party. Don't make sure not to bring any of the things that I had to bring to your party. I know I was tricked, but whatever. Come, please. P.S. Bring my Xbox One back. You kind of stole it." So he sent the email, and Anansi said, "Oh, yeah, it's a party." And he got out. He went out the door, and because he's in the magical world of animals, somehow a tow truck well, a yellow tow truck to be exact, appeared right in the middle of his driveway. And he's like, why is that there? Because he realized he needed to get the Xbox One, so he grabbed it. And he got squished on the floor because he's a spider, so he used a tow truck to plow the Xbox One over to Turtle's house. And he kind of turned the tow truck a little too much, and it fell into the lake. So he got out, and he was still in the water, so he sank all the way to the bottom and went right up to the top and went 15 feet in the air. So then he landed on Crab, and Crab's, and then the Nazi was screaming, because he's like a centimeter tall, and 15 feet is a lot. So Crab said to a Nazi, do you want to go on my back down to the party? So a Nazi, of course, said yes, because who doesn't want to go to a party? So Crab went down with the Nazi on his back, and then they saw Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus said, hey, you want some cake? And Nazi's like, no cake slime. And then he saw Turtle, and Turtle said, hey, Nazi, you want some soda? And he said, and he almost reached for it, but then he went back on the Crab immediately because he knew he would float to the top. So then Turtle said, we're playing a game. It's called Guess the Animal, and these are the clues. First clue, this animal has 8 legs. Second clue, he spins a web. And third clue, he's not smart enough to realize that he's being tricked back. And then Crab said, it's a Nazi! And Turtle said, the prize is 5 balloons, so Crab take him. So Crab grabbed him, and he stole a soda, and no one saw. But then they floated all the way up to the moon, and since they were in space, they couldn't breathe. So since they're still kind of magical world of animal citizens, they just got air bubbles over their heads. So they floated all the way up to the moon, and a Nazi said, you know what, we're not getting down. And then Crab took out the soda that he stole and said, you know what, my last soda, I'm going to drink it. And then a Nazi said, oh no, you don't. And sometimes you look up at the moon and you see a crazy, insane spider chasing a crab around, and the crab is holding a soda. And that is the story of a Nazi's party time, soda included.
Wow. Now, that story, did you guys write any of that?
Well, we changed it.
We changed
it up a little bit.
A lot. Not a little bit, a lot.
I've heard a lot of Anansi stories. I've never heard one that included Amazon and teleportation
and soda.
And soda.
We made it up.
Soda was included, but I liked it from Anansi the Spider. Now, the brilliant bookworms have one last story. They are from Winchester Thurston. And so far, you've heard from Ainsley and Avi and Max and David. And now we have Remy and Alexis and Aaron. And they've got their microphones ready to go. And we're ready too.
This is the story of It Could Always Be Worse. Once upon a time, there was a man who lived in a small house with his wife and 7 children. It was always crowded and noisy. So the man went to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, my life is so miserable. I am in a small house with my wife and 7 children. It is always crowded and noisy. What should I do? So the rabbi said, it could always be worse. Then the rabbi said, get a dog. So the man got a dog. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. And so now the man lived in his small house with his wife, 7 children, and a dog. It was always crowded and noisy. So he went back to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, my life is so miserable. I'm in a small house with my wife and 7 children and a barking dog, of course. It is always crowded and noisy. So what should I do? And the rabbi said, it could always be worse. Then he said, get a cat. So the man got a cat. Who let the cats out? Meow, 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 meow. Who let the cats out? Meow, 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 meow.
So the man was getting really annoyed now. So he went back to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, my life is so miserable. I live in a small house with my wife, my 7 children, my barking dog, and my meowing cat. It is always crowded and noisy. What should I do? It could always be worse, said the rabbi. Then the rabbi said, get a goose. So the man got a goose. And now he lived with his whiny wife, his crying children, his barking dog, his meowing cat, and his honking goose. Who let the goose out? Honk, 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 honk. Who let the goose out? Honk, 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 honk. So now the man was getting really annoyed. So he went back to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, I live in a small house with my wife, my 7 children, my barking dog, my meowing cat, and my honking goose. It is always crowded and noisy. What should I do? It could always be worse, said the rabbi. Then the rabbi said, get a goat. So the man got a goat. Now he lived with his whiny wife, his crying children, his barking dog, his meowing cat, his honking goose, and his bleeding goat. Who let the goat out? Bah, 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 bah. Who let the goat out? Bah, 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 bah. So now the man was getting really annoyed. And so he went back to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, my life is very miserable now. I live in a small house with my wife, my 7 children, my barking dog, my meowing cat, my honking goose, and my bleeding goat. It is always crowded and noisy. What should I do? It could always be worse, said the rabbi. Then the rabbi said, get a pig. So the man got a pig. Now he lived with his whiny wife, his crying children, his barking dog, his meowing cat, his honking goose, his bleeding goat, and his oinking pig. Who let the pig out? Oink, 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 oink. Who let the pig out? Oink, 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 oink.
So the next day, the man went back to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, my life is very miserable. I live in a small house with my wife, my 7 children, a barking dog, a meowing cat, a honking goose, a bleeding goat, and an oinking pig. It is always crowded and noisy. What should I do? And the rabbi said, it could always be worse. So, and then the rabbi said, get a horse. So the man got a horse. Who let the horse out? Nay, 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 nay. Who let the horse out? Nay, 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 nay. So now the man lived in a small house with his whining wife, his 7 crying children, a barking dog, a meowing cat, a honking goose, a bleeding goat, and a oinking pig, and a neighing horse. So the next day, the man went back to the rabbi and explained his problem. So, and the man said, Rabbi, my life is so miserable. I live in a small house with my wife, my 7 children, a barking dog, a meowing cat, a honking goose, a bleeding goat, an oinking pig, and a neighing horse. What should I do? So the man said, so the rabbi said, it could always be worse. So, and then the rabbi said, get a cow. So the man got a cow. Who let the cows out?
Moo, 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 moo.
Who let the cows out?
Moo, 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 moo.
So now the man lived in his small house with his wife, his 7 children, a barking dog, a meowing cat, a honking goose, a bleeding goat, a oinking pig, a neighing horse, and a mooing cow. So the next day the man went back to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, my life is so miserable. I live in a small house with my whining wife, my 7 children, a barking dog, a meowing cat, a honking goose, a bleeding goat, a oinking pig, a neighing horse, and a mooing cow. It is always crowded and noisy. What should I do? So the rabbi said, it could always be worse. So then the rabbi said, get a job. So all the
So all the animals left the house and returned to wherever they came from, and now the man is a crossing guard at the local school. And that's the story of It Could Always Be Worse.
You need to know that all these stories were told without any notes anywhere, not in front of any of our brilliant bookworms, not on their hands or palms. I was looking. All from memory. You guys did a great job. Congratulations. And thank you to all the parents and family members who came by to Winchester Thurston School and to Ms. Jennifer Krar, who leads the Brilliant Bookworms program. Congratulations and thank you. You guys all sounded great. Did anybody forget to say hello to anybody? Have a second. Everybody was very good with their hellos. Hope to see you again soon. The Brilliant Bookworms. Coming up, Theatric Cue from Dreams of Hope with a snippet of a new play they'll be staging. Nice to have you here with us at the Saturday Light Brigade.